Proclamation number 5985 of 26th of June, 1954. I am the way, the truth and the life. The path to the eternal home is long for people who have not chosen the right guide, who therefore often go astray and have to make great effort to get there again where they can join him and his guidance. Long futile paths can be traveled by them, and therefore they postpone the return to the Father's house longer and longer, but which they could reach in a short time under the right guidance, under the guidance of Jesus, who indicated a short path for you humans and is always willing to show you this short path and to take over the guidance. How much time can be lost to you? How many efforts it can cost you? How often can you slip and fall because you are on wrong paths which lead you far away from the right aim? And alone you are incapable of finding the right path, and your strength is not enough because it leads you there. For this reason you must turn to Him, who alone instructs you correctly. To Jesus Christ, who said of Himself, I am the way, the truth and the life. If you want to gain truth and life, you absolutely have to follow the path of Jesus Christ. Otherwise you will not be able to attain blissful life. Otherwise you will not be able to find your Father's house. He alone must precede you as a guide. Before Him all obstacles fade away, who is always a true support for you when your strength weakens, who leads you past thorns and stones, who always finds a path on which you can effortlessly ascend. Alone it is impossible for you to walk this path, for you cannot see it as long as the light of life does not shine for you. He alone is the light, and He alone opens your eyes and lets you see correctly where you are walking. He alone knows the path, for He Himself has opened it through His death on the cross. He has made it free for you, so that under His guidance you will safely and surely find your way to the Father, so that your return to the Father's house has become possible for you, so that you can reach your aim. To be eternally united with Him from whose love you once came forth. Amen.